this morning, okay, girls, good. This morning, I want to further you, introduce you to divine insight. But you won't be troubled about what come in your life, what darkness tried to invade your family, or in any aspect, any attack that come on your life. Divine insight, which is the light, Christ said, I'm the light, will illuminate you and give you wisdom and understanding and enlightenment to see beyond the problem. Beyond what you're going through now. Because of our divine identity, our sonship, our inheritance, our connection, God has given to us divine rights that can only be seen by divine insight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want to write that down? God has given us divine rights as sons and daughters of God, but those divine rights cannot be partaken of unless the light or the divine insight or the enlightenment or the wisdom or revelation open that up to us in the spot where we are. You don't have to change location. See, you can stay in the same place, but you have to have vision to see where you're going. To avoid ignorance and darkness. Being shut off from your inheritance. That is, cannot be partaken of unless you have the light of Christ. What is your life? See, your life is synonymous with light. You are able to see beyond the situation. You listen to me? Beyond the circumstance. Let me say it in Louisiana colloquial. Beyond right now. Okay. Vision. Insight. Understanding. Enlightenment. Revelation. Solution. Belong to you. And so, if we look at John 9, John's Gospel, chapter 9, chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. We dealt with five revelation, eight keys, coming from Matthew chapter 13. There's five great revelation that the Lord wants us to work with. The revelation of him being the Christ of the church, the rock, which is a solid foundation we stand on. Then he give us keys to the kingdom. Now, another thing I want you to write down is your kingdom citizenship. Your kingdom citizenship. We're going to start living our kingdom citizenship. Our sonship in Christ is beyond a shout and a dance. It's beyond saying a prayer. It's beyond reading a scripture. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's the written Bible, but there's the hidden Bible. And a lot of people read the written Bible, but they don't know the hidden Bible. The hidden Bible can only come when the Holy Spirit opened it up to you and revealed to you beyond what you're seeing. And so here at Word of Life, Christian said, I want you to understand how to tap into the hidden Bible, how to make discoveries, that God give you a discovery for you and your house and the assignment he has for you to do. There are discoveries. The only way certain recovery is going to be made is there are going to have to be spiritual discovery.
Yes, sir.
And that includes the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of light. The Spirit of life, the Spirit of light.
Yes, sir.
So when they asked Jesus who he was, just hold that. When they asked Jesus who he was, Jesus asked him who he was. Those who was, that's another word for to help us this morning to come to places where we've never been before, is there are so many places that we are blind without the light. Even though we have divine right, but if you have divine right and if the light not on, you can't go there. I'll tell you another thing that hell and that many Christians never enjoy is inheritance. By the blood of Jesus, there's a divine inheritance that is ready for us now, not later, now. But you're going to have to be, now I'm going to use another term now, you have to be walking in the light. You remember we said, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path in the psalm? And then the psalmist said, the entrance of God's word give his light. Now, this light is not a regular light. It's not a physical light. This is a spiritual light. It's a light of another realm. You heard me? It's a light of another, what I said? You know what a realm mean, right? Different dimension. Yeah, we're supposed to see things that are not normally seen as a Christian. Christians don't enjoy their life because they're not seen enough. So that's why they make Christianity a part-time, because they're trying to see something. But once you see the real thing, everything else is going to become part-time, because you're going to have the reality of walking with him in the light. Three or four times, this light is revealed. Here we read in John 8:12, you there yet? Now Jesus is in the middle of religious folk, and religious folk do not have light, do not lack light, and they will fight light. How many know what I'm talking about? Boy, I'm telling you, it's not the sinner. You ain't had no problem with the sinner. Sinner saying, look, I'm just lost, man. I want some whiskey. I want some women. I want some dope. That's a sinner. A sinner, just that's his life. But it's these religious folk. they fight revelation. So they caught the woman in adultery. What do they want to do? Kill her. Jesus said, no, I'm going to give her light. I'm going to tell her, I forgive her. Don't go sin no more. That disturbed religious folk like to condemn people. And women. But thank God we're not religious. I made a few mistakes in my life. Probably going to make some more. So I need help. Come on now. All y'all spiritual folk, raise your hand up because it's true. All right. Then spake Jesus again unto them. Yet meaning he had spoken to them before. You got to keep speaking to people, trying to give them some insight. What? Now he said something. He said something. Here he said, saying, what he saying? Powerful boy.
Yes,
I am, that is, I am. I am. Any kind of light you need, I am. I am the light of the world. I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to teach long anymore. My wife laughed and went on in the kitchen. He that followeth me shall not walk in problem that he can't solve. Shall not walk in situation that bind them up from joy, from peace. Should not walk in problem. They should not walk in conditions that tell them they're losing. Listen, shall not walk in defeat. You mean to tell me I don't have to walk in defeat? Absolutely not. When he said, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness because I'm the light. They should not walk in problem because I'm the solution. They should not walk in defeat because I'm the what? Victory. Now.
Glory to God.
is no situation in this house that this light cannot flood and make it brand new. So I'm not even thinking about your little problem sitting up in here with your little problem. You don't know what I'm going through. No, the light bigger than what you're going through, baby. I just got to get you where you can know how to follow that light so you will not walk in this darkness. Because every time something telling you you're not going to make it, that's darkness. He that follow me shall not what? Walk is a lifestyle, see? Shall not walk in darkness. Say, shall not walk in darkness. Say, I shall not walk in darkness as I follow the light. Now remember, this is a spiritual light. Remember, this is a supernatural light. Remember, this is a light beyond electricity. So you can have a remembrance this week to help you in your situation. Remember, this is a divine light. The light is a divine light. It's a supernatural light. All right. Now, but shall have the light of life. Good God Almighty. Shall have the light of life. You see that? The light. What do you think that means? The light of life. What do you think that means? I got you on CS. Y'all thought I was going to do all the talking. The light of life. What do you think that means? What do you think that means? Let's further introduce it. Let's further introduce it. Go to John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. Now I want to go further up to verse 14. Let me get my Bible. Further up to verse 14. Because I want to read. We got to go to Matthew because he said, you the light of the world. We're going over there after a while, but I just want to introduce you to it. Go to John Gospel, chapter 1. You gonna let me help you this morning?
Yes,
sir. Huh?
Yes,
sir. You watching by internet and all the Roku and all the other ways we are televising or whatever you want to call it. Pay close attention this morning because your problem is not that doggone hard. Do you recognize who you are? This is our assignment when we come here on Sunday morning as ministers of the gospel, is to make sure you know who you are and what belongs to you and get you where you're able to walk into it to understand that you're not designed for darkness. You're not designed for defeat. You're God's sons and daughter. Say amen.
Amen.
You're special people. Designed, listen to me, designed to live a special life. No matter what comes, special privileges belong to you. Don't let the moment confuse you, child. There are moments in all of our lives that look like the light going out, but the light's still there. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
This is a divine light. This light and your life they are synonymous. Life, light. Light, life. Eyes have not seen. But you got a second set of eyes. Blessed are your eyes for they see. Blessed are your ears for they hear. Blessed are your heart for it understand. You know what light means? I'm going to show you something right now. Gonna answer every person, anything you're dealing with, your children, anything you're dealing with, finances. You know what light means? You know what light really means? God always has a plan. Yes, Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. In case you're dealing with something. You might not be dealing with it, but in case you're dealing with something. This light means God always has a plan, and he's going to show you how to do it. Ooh, Lord, that's good teaching there. God always has a plan, and he's going to show you how to do it. That's light. That's life. What do you say? I said, God, light is God always has a plan, and he's going to show you his plan. Because the plan is not for him. He don't have no problem. He don't. He, God, the Bible says in 1 John, God is light. In him what? Guess what else? Guess what else? Guess what else? Not only is God light, you light. And the only darkness in you, you permitting. I want you to have this available to you. Oh, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch what I can see my way out of this. Man, do you understand what that said? Because God is my light, Jesus is my light, and light is my life, no matter what it is, I can see my way out of this. Pause. Be still. Wait a minute. Stop letting all them confusion thought coming and all those voices. Wait a minute, I can see my way out of this. Who listening? You know what you're doing while you're listening right now? You're eavesdropping on heaven. She says, I'm not really talking to you. God talking to you. You eavesdropping on what God wants you to know today about that light and about what he'll do for you. I can see my way out of this. In the beginning, the first thing that God created in Genesis, he said, let there be light. That's the first thing he did. When Jesus came on the scene in John, the writer John, began with Jesus as the Word. And you have to know the Word is life, spirit and life. That's another word there. Spirit, life, and what? Light. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what the word is supposed to be. You don't have no business being in no jam.
That's right.
What is jam? What? Jam?
Come on, sir.
All you need is light.
That's it.
And you have it. Activate it. Believe in it. I'm going to see my way out of this.
I'm going
to walk right out of it. Wave your hand at me. I'm preaching with intention this morning. What you do not have, your life and your light were invented for you. You have to know that. You heard what I said?
Come on, sir.
John 1. I'm just going to read some more things to see. John 1, to see a connection with this light. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word is capitalized,
yes,
was with God. And the Word, what? Was God, right? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, And without him was not anything made that was made. Who followed me in the Bible? Who followed me? Who followed me? Y'all don't have mouths? Mouth? Who followed me? Give the Holy Spirit a chance in here this morning. Give the Holy Spirit a chance here. He want to do something in you this morning. All right? I don't know what people carrying they shouldn't be carrying. I don't know what you're going through. But is the Holy Spirit and the Word assignment to help you leave this place lighter than you came? Not only lighter, but brighter. What do you think of God was singing about that joy this morning? Peace. You know, Jesus, I'm gonna finish reading that. Jesus, on both sides, it was a woman in adultery. The commandment said she was supposed to be killed. The light came on. She was forgiven. How many of y'all remember when y'all light came on? Shoot, I should have been stoned too. Huh? Anybody else know? I ain't by myself up in here. Then on the other side of this teaching, he's dealing with these religious folk. On the other side, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. On the other side, he gave light to a man who was born blind, to show that he was the light of the world. He was born blind, never had seen. Jesus gave him light. Religious folk got in trouble again. You know what they were mad about? He worked on a Sabbath day, he spit and got some mud. The man said, listen, man, I don't know who he is. All I know, y'all couldn't do nothing for me. And now I can see. Once a person get blessed, they don't care what you say. You just say what you want to say. I've been blessed. You can call it what you want. You can name it what you want. But my life has changed. And I ain't going back. So don't call me no more. How many of y'all remember when you first saw the truth? How many of y'all remember when you first saw there was more to God than religion? How many of y'all was first touched with your major revelation? An insight came. So what? You remember, that was a moment for me. I said, I'd like to explore. I said, what? That's light, man. That's light. Sometimes it's hard to get people to the light because religious folks just call them and downcast them. And every kind of way, a man walked up to me and gave me $100. A man said to me, he said, man, I know. Grabbed me and hugged me. I said, man, you came one time. Why you stop? I said, I'll tell you why you stop. Your family. He said, yeah. They start blackballing me, you know, and stuff like that. I said, it works the trip, man. So walk, you know what it means to walk in the light. So here God introducing Jesus. Verse 4. Read this with me. In him was what? And the life was what? You see the two running together? All right. Then he said, and watch this now. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. The darkness could not overcome it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Light could put dark out, but dark can't put light out.
That's right.
The man sent from God whose name was John. I got to get to the other part. Sam came from a witness to bear witness of the light, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, John wasn't, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And now look at verse 9 says now. Look what verse 9 says now. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. Good God Almighty. Go to Matthew 5. We're dealing with the Beatitudes. It's the attitudes as conditions to bear fruit. Jesus teaching about the principles of the kingdom. And one of the principles he taught us is that you are what I am. I like that. You are what I am. So not only the I am-ness of God, not only the I am-ness of Jesus at stake here, is the I am-ness of you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
For whatever he says I am, that's who I am.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm going to prove that right now with the Bible. Jesus, didn't he say I'm the light?
Uh-huh.
Of the world, right?
The world. Yes,
all right, let's prove that now. If you get this understanding, you realize that the Bible is God talking to you. May I show you a secret?
Yes, sir.
You're reading the Bible wrong. You're reading the Bible to see David when he should be seen in Bertha.
Uh-huh.
When Bertha read the Bible, she should see Bertha. It's Bertha that God is revealing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not Jacob.
Yes, sir.
It's not Abraham.
Come on, sir.
It's not Jesus.
Come on, sir.
It's Bertha. It's you.
Yeah.
He's revealing who you are. Read it now and see what the difference be.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you read the Bible is revealing to you, you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're reading about Pharaoh and you got ugly ways and always gonna hold other people down, that's Pharaoh, you Pharaoh. How many see what I'm saying now? You're going to enjoy reading the Bible from now on. In other words, it's not just a written, it's not the written Bible. When you read, you're looking for the hidden Bible, because the hidden Bible, by revelation, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal the characteristic of what's going on, of what who you are.
Yes, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me see. Take your school this morning. God did not only have one son.
That's right.
All of God's sons have the same characteristic.
Hold on. Come on, sir.
Wait for it, then.
Jesus came to show us who we are. And how to work it.
Come on, sir.
You are so powerful. If you only would take a hold of it and recognize that book has your name written from Genesis to Revelation. When I read about Joseph, he was a dreamer.
Yeah.
He's talking about Leroy. I just dream, man. I see what God can do in a hard situation. You can't lock me up. You can't lock me down. Because you can't stop me from my imagination seeing me out of jail. Seeing me where God... Woo! That's the way you read the Bible. See, a dream is light. When you have a dream at night that look like, yes, light, and look like you can't make it, that dream telling you, keep looking.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Am I helping you in it?
Yes,
this I am the light, divine insight. Oh, it's so precious. That let me show you this. Then my goodness, Matthew, go back to Matthew 5, and I want to go over some things with you since we're here. Since I sense somebody getting a solution up in here, something about to break loose up in here. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, what I said? Turn there, point there, whatever way you're reading. Now, look at this now. Look what he says now. Not only am I am the light. Now he says, you must come to revelation, understand this. You are the light of the world. Sam light. Divine light. Supernatural light. City that set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine. I remember the Baptist church with this boy. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How many of y'all remember that? You haven't been to no church if you don't know that. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine all over the world. Man. How many remember that? You remember that, Ed? Your light of mine, boy. Ed, you sing that thing right now if you want it. You know, Ed, old Baptist boy, you can sing that thing, man. Been with me a long time. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, there are some divine insight seals that I need to set here right now in you. Write as best as you can to keep up with them. They came from the Holy Ghost. But you would prove that Jesus is the light, both in two scriptures, John 8:12, then we went to John 1. Then we prove that you are the light. Sam light. Let me, before I, this light is divine insight. Say divine insight. All right. Answers. Solutions. Direction. Seeing things spiritually. And this light is, this I am light, I am the light, I am another world coming on the scene. I'm in this world, but I'm bringing another world on the scene that is amazing. It is so amazing. Until people think I'm from another planet. Because I think different, I live different, I act different, I think different, I talk different. This light mean understanding the solution before the problem comes. Listen real carefully. Accessing the things that are not accessible naturally. Write it down. I don't want y'all to be wasting my time up here. You're not going to remember all this stuff. Accessing the thing, going back over them. Answers, solution, direct. All of this in the light, Henry. All of this is in the light. Yes, sir. Seeing things spiritually. Not crying like a crybaby. Seeing beyond that mess. There's always going to be some mess. Don't let the mess run your life. Mess with the mess. mess the mess up. Talk like you from outer space, because you are. Stop flying with the buzzards. Fly with the eagles. The buzzards flying in a circle waiting for something to die. The eagle flying high. This light causes you to accessing the things that are not accessible naturally. In other words, no natural thing, no natural problem, no demonical problem, nothing the devil can do, nothing the world can do, nothing the politician can do, nothing this system can do can stop you. You see beyond them. I have vision. I have revelation. I have insight. I have enlightenment. I have understanding. Don't you ever see yourself as a regular person again. You're sons and daughters of God. You have spiritual rights. You're the righteousness of God. You're a kingdom citizen. I'm strong. I'm not weak. I'm strong. You know, every day a resurrection can be repeated in your life. When everything think it got you down, it's just about to be introduced to another resurrection. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. It's not fair when something attack me, because it's thinking only is attacking me. It does not see who with me. I'm never, 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 never by myself. If you whip me, you got to whip God. You hold me down, you got to hold God down. You believe you can hold God down? You must be out of your mind. You can't hold God down. God in me. The hope of glory. I see the light. The only way I can say it, this to make you never forget it. Stop that little baboon from running around in your life, tweeting his horn. Just stop him. You're not controlling me. That's all he is, a little baboon. What happened to roaches when you turn the lights on? So I just, watch this, oh my. Boy, I just called all your problem a roach. Bye-bye, roaches. So the next time you attack, what is it? A roach. When David met Goliath, Goliath was a roach, man. David mashed him. Husband and wife, something trying to get in their home, they should look at each other and say, roach approaching. He ain't gonna stay here. He ain't gonna stay here. We're gonna spray him out. He ain't gonna stay here. Roach approaching. I like that. I just had to say it. Spiritually divine insight is the only thing that activates your divine sonship rights. So now you can see why there are so many people, I didn't want to go here, but I need to say it, why there's so many people in the church that are not thriving. They're just surviving. You need to understand, this light belongs to you. This light is life. This light is inheritance. This light. That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians 1. No, notice that before I read this to you. Notice in Ephesians 1. Go to Ephesians 1. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something in Ephesians 1. I don't want you to ever forget this. Look at the third verse first. Look at the third verse. And so you may think you understand what this verse is saying. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, what we need now is the light turned on. See, that if the light will be turned on to that verse, and we're going to turn it on this morning.
Glory to God.
You want to turn it on?
Yes, sir.
Now, look at the verse again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who what?
Yes.
With all what?
Spiritual.
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, we have a right to cause those spiritual blessing to manifest in this dimension. All right? But we've got to know how to do it. We've got to know how to turn on the light. So after telling them and telling them about Jesus, look at the 17th verse now. Look at the 17th verse. Then I'm going to give you these seals and we'll close. Amen? You been helped this morning?
Yes.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, what do you call him? The Father of what?
Glory.
Glory means light. There's a Shekinah glory. There's a supernatural light. May give unto you the what? Light. That's light right there. And revelation. That's light. In the knowledge of who? That's light. Go to the next verse. Come on. Follow me this prayer now. See, this prayer is based on the third verse. Now this is light here. That the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Being enlightened. Always. Who said that? Who said that word always? Always. See, it's a consistent. That light got to be on consistently. Being enlightened. Why now? Three things. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. Number one. Say number one.
Number
two. And what is the riches of the glory, that light is again, of his inheritance in the saints?
Yes, sir.
Number three. All that comes by light. All that comes by enlightenment. All that comes by understanding. All that comes by revelation. See, if you read that, you can't apply. It's hidden. The Holy Spirit had to reveal it to you. Don't miss this, saint. Don't miss this. All you have to do is act it out. Don't worry about how it's going to come out. Apply. Act it out. God said it. And then you'll get manifestation and demonstration by the Holy Ghost. But you got to act. You got to have faith. Where's your faith? Got it?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Now, let me give you these seals. I'm going to read the whole seal, and then I'm going to break it down for you. These are things that God gave me for this morning. Living in the divine light of the kingdom is a privilege that has been paid for through Jesus' blood. May all ignorance and darkness leave your life and that solution and direction be given to you every day to live the abundant life in God's way. You listening? Secondly, make room for more blessings and the opportunity to bless others as the Holy Spirit leads. Let me tell you, you say you're talking about money, but I was out on my RV praying, and my wife and I praying and replenishing for what our job the Lord give us to the kingdom. And so this man, he was 73 young, and he was on his golf cart, and I was on a Segway. We stopped, we talked, and he was telling me how much he loved his family and how he go to Mass on Saturday so he can cook for them on Sunday, you know, and how his sons are with him and how his children, the grandchildren be around him, you know, and he was talking about a life that I lack, but that's the way I live. See, I go eat with all my grandchildren today. We sit around the table. They know they got to give me some point I say today, all of them, including mama. And we just enjoy that. We just enjoy one another. But the guy was telling me about this. Now, this is a plumb stranger to me. I don't even know his name now. And he says Leroy Jr. birthday was Friday. And he says his birthday was on Friday. He said, I made my birthday, man. I said, yeah. So the Spirit of God says, go back in there and get $100 and go give this stranger and tell him happy birthday. He said, I wouldn't do that. That's why you don't have what I have. You got to do what the Lord tell you to do. I ain't getting no stranger. I don't know that man. I ain't getting no $100. You got to follow the Lord's instruction. I went around among him and all his family, cooking, had the gym. I walk in there and I said, you talked to me about your birthday, didn't you? I said, here you go, happy birthday. He said, man, probably never had that happen to him. Grabbed me and hugged me. He said, can I hug you? I said, yeah. Then his daughters and all came out, you know. But it's just what God told me to do. It's just the way I live. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what God was doing. God used money. I bet you one thing, none of them family members, they'll never forget me. They'll see me flying on a kite. They say, hey, that's him. Make room for more blessing and the opportunity to bless others as the Holy Spirit leads. This light of life is hidden behind religious teaching, traditional acts, a man holding on to his facts. But now, my hour has come to walk in the light and see the same thing that Jesus is seeing. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Here's the third one. I am light. This I am light will give you limitless possibilities. What kind of possibilities? It is a light that contains the supernatural, miracles, signs, wonders, manifestation, demonstration, creation, and resurrection. Tell me what else you need. Look at this point in your life as you release your faith in the provision and ability of this kind of understanding. Everything. It's about to change into your favor. You can't receive that? Limitless possibilities. See, that's why he called it the light of life. Okay? Now, let me break them down for you. Then we're going to go. Let me break it down for you. Let me break it down for you. Number one. Living in the divine light of the kingdom is a privilege that has been paid for through Jesus' blood. Already paid for, all right? All your victories, all your solution, all your blessing, all your prosperity, all your health, All my wisdom. All the knowledge I need. Already paid for. Huh. Boy, you're going to be a bad dude when you leave here. It's already paid for. Secondly, and you know, may all ignorance, see, ignorance is darkness. May all ignorance and darkness leave your life, and that solution and directions be given to you every day to live the abundant life. How? Who received that? Somebody tell you don't make it, say, get your ignorant self from around me. You should have been to church with me Sunday morning. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Now, maybe y'all don't want this next one, the third one. Maybe nobody got no time for number three. Put number three up there. Anybody got in the room? Make room for more blessings and the opportunity to bless others as the Holy Spirit leads. Let me hear a little noise. That's it. That's $1,000 check right there. He said, I got some $1,000 souls following me where I go. Got old girl, every time she walked, two or three of them, every time they walk, no, that's $1,000. It's so like that. Number four. I'm always going to talk about money, so you just get it off your mind. That's my assignment, to talk to you about money. Just get it off your mind. We had a man in the LTMA. He write, I wish he listening. He called one of my lead guys. He said, man, you know, that money thing, man. He said, we just always talking about that money, man. He said, I don't know. He said, I'm praying about it. He said, he's one of my leaders, you know, one of my leaders. In Baltimore, he was talking to him. I got 12 guys running the whole thing. He said, you know, he's a pastor. He broke. He said, I don't know about all this money thing, man. He said, you know, I mean, all these people broke probably in the church. If you don't teach the message. He said, I don't know about all that. He said, oh, no, hold up. My leader told him, hold up. I don't want you around apostle with those thoughts. And you don't have to pray about it. You have a letter Monday. You released. Would he get a letter? LTMA don't play this foolishness. We ask you before you become a part of LTMA, can you handle it? We got a special assignment to the body of Christ, and you're not going to call us off it because too many God's people have been broke too long, and I'm going to keep teaching it. So he get a letter tomorrow. Go on with your broke self. Get on around it, but we don't want you around us. Dismiss him. Dislike, number four, get this. This light, life of light is hidden behind religious teaching, traditional act, or man holding on to his facts. How many could agree with that? Well, how you was held so long then if you don't believe it? See, this light of life. See, you come, Alonzo, I come teaching this light of life, and it will make you look like an oddball.
Right.
But they did the same thing, our text. Uh-huh. They did the same thing to Jesus.
Absolutely.
The verse we read in Luke chapter, in John chapter 8, they was getting on Jesus for Jesus telling the people, you don't have to be down here.
Right.
It's another $1,000 check. You don't have to be down here. Goodness. You don't have to be down here. There's a light you can have. The money just keep on coming. Just say what I say, please. Don't be a dummy. Don't just sit there and be concerned about the checks I'm getting. That's $300. Don't be concerned about the check. I'm trying to, the Lord, trying to show you something. Man, listen. I know this is not going to be this $100. I go to the restroom. People knock on the restroom door and say, hey, just slip it to me. My money follow me everywhere. I'm just trying to tell you something. Jesus. Don't let tradition hold you down. You know you like nice stuff. I can't hear you. If you don't, you're not born again. But now my hour is come to walk in the light. Honey, I lied. I'm almost out. But John, that's $1,000 there all day long. That's $100. Y'all stop counting my money. I try to make all y'all a money magnet. But if you sit there when you see this happening and you let that old religious spirit get a hold of you, God's going to never let you walk in this. You can walk in this. Say, I can walk in this. Know it why it's being done. Show him and then show him why it's being done. Yes. Huh? I took it. You keep sawing, you'll have it. Listen. Y'all want me to finish these seals? I know some of y'all got such a good meal you're going to, it's better than this. All right, I receive you. I receive you. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm always going to have time to receive money. Y'all can get too busy to receive it, but I'm not going to ever get too busy. But now my hour has come to walk in the light and see the same thing that Jesus has seen. Don't pass that up. I want you to see that. All right, now. I receive some. This, give me number 6 right quick. I want y'all writing this or getting this? This, I am light, will give you limitless possibility. Somebody roaring, yeah. Somebody got to do something now. All y'all read that. No. All y'all read this out loud. Just can you see that foot to the board? If you can't see, get up closer. Look, read. Read, go ahead, read. What kind of possibility? Limitless. You mean to tell me my life have no more limit? Jesus Christ. I received so. Go to number 7. I'm going over the hour, 24 seconds to the hour. I should never open my mouth. I said, I'm going to preach 35 minutes. My wife laughed and went in the kitchen. It is a light that contains the supernatural miracles, signs, wonders, manifestations, demonstration. Are you hearing me? You hear me? Creation. If I don't have it, I'll make it for you. Resurrection. You hear me, man? Watch the next one. Look, at this point in your life, as you release your faith in the provision and abilities of this kind of understanding. Lord, you've been to church this morning. You see what I'm saying? Now, my God, we just apply this stuff, man. Then this is something here. Number 9. Man, that's God there, boy. Everything is about to change in my favor. Woo! That's powerful. Say it. Everything is about to change in my favor. Right now. You want me to show you one of my prayers?
Yes, sir.
About favor?
Yes, sir.
Get your Bible. I'll show it to you so you can pray it. You want to wonder why I got so much favor on my life? I'll show you why. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and verse 52. I pray these verses. I receive. I pray these verses. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. I pray these prayers all the time. That's $100 I receive. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I say, I'll take some of that, Lord. Go to the 52nd verse now. Go to, pray that, Calvin. Look at the 52nd verse. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
Hey, I see. Yes, sir.
And in favor with God and man.
Come on, sir. I see.
See, all you got to do is pray that. I receive it. $100 check. I receive. All you got to do is pray that. I pray it all the time. So I have favor. I have wisdom. I have favor. People do things for me. They don't know why they're doing it. Because favor just came in my place, $100. All of God's children should walk in favor. Say, I'm going to walk in favor.
I'm going to walk in favor.
In God's favor.
In God's favor.
In my favor. Because God's favor is my favor.
God's favor is my favor.
The rest of my life.
I'm going to be a blessing,
but I'm always going to be blessed. Got it? All right, stand on your feet. All over the auditorium, all over the place. You watching by